taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome. Welcome once again to the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me today. You know, there are sometimes I read an article, I read a headline, and I really don't know how to react to this. I found this article in Epoch Times, and apparently a while back there was a press briefing at the White House, and one of the reporters asked the deputy press secretary why there were no doctors to answer questions about COVID-19. She went on to answer, so I would argue that we had the President of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are in this country. I mean, he's a trusted voice. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know I can read that with a straight face. Joe Biden is a trusted voice on anything. I don't think Joe Biden is a trusted voice to Joe Biden. But it brought up to me a very interesting question. I've talked about this before, but I want to spend a little more time on this today. You know, with all the lies, all the prevarications, all the misinformation, all the censorship, all the accusations that turned out to be false, all the denials that turned out to be true, does anybody trust anything anybody says anymore? I mean, do you really trust that whatever Joe Biden says? Do you really trust anything that anybody in government says? Do you trust anything that the media says? Have we gotten to the point where nobody trusts anyone, especially in any of our institutions? I'm serious with the questioning. You know, we're talking about going to another mask mandate. LA shut down. The New York is talking about shutting down. We have all these cities and these governors saying you got to wear the mask to stop spreading COVID, when anybody with half a brain that looks at the data says masks don't work. We were told that, oh, well, you know, it'll be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And we're now, what, a year and a half later? And they're talking about mask mandates again. We were told that once we got the vaccine out, everything would go back to normal. And here we are going back to mask mandates and lockdowns. Now, there are two ways this can be responded to. One, which sadly seems to be a significant portion of America, and that is just to do what you're told. But the other is to simply look at them incredulously and go, are you kidding me? You expect us to trust a word that you say? I mean, let's face it. I wouldn't trust Joe Biden if he walked up to me and said the sky was blue, that water is wet. I mean, I truly, this is one of the most untrusted voices in America today. Of course, he's not alone. There's a whole passel of people that I certainly couldn't trust. I don't trust Fauci. I don't trust what's-her-name, the CDC director. I don't trust any politician in Washington. I don't trust any politician in my state house. The most trusted voice on a topic that Joe Biden, I don't know if Joe Biden can spell COVID. I mean, I feel sorry for the man. This man can't seem to put together a coherent sentence, much less a coherent thought. And we're just supposed to trust him because he got elected president of the United States. Well, guess what, America? He's our fault. We ended up putting this man in the White House. I know a lot of you out there saying, but wait a second, you know, there was problems in the election. I've done the math. If you eliminate the electors for the five states that spoiled their appointment of electors, that appointed electors in a manner other than as defined by the state legislature, Joe Biden still would have won by one electoral vote. So he's our fault. He's absolutely our fault. And the fact that he's the liar in chief doesn't change the fact that he's our fault. And the fact that we have institutions today that are untrustworthy is because we let them get that way. We turned the other cheek, we'd made jokes on late night television, but we never dealt with the fact that those in elected office need to be held accountable for their actions, including that of dealing with the rest of government. Every action the federal government takes is funded by a bill that starts with your representative in Congress, your representative in the House. See, they can't spend any money unless they raise money. And all bills for raising revenue must come out of the House. And by tradition, all bills for spending come out of the House as well. Your representatives. So if these idiots and buffoons, I mean, if we truly, I mean, what is that song? Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle of Washington. They're our fault. Now, this has taken decades to get to this place, and it'll take years, if not decades, to get out. But you got to start with understanding that if you trust anything coming out of a politician's mouth, if you trust anything coming out of Washington, God help you. There's no help. I'm sorry. God is the only help for you. There is no help. Irrationality just can't be dealt with. So we look at some of this stuff. Finally, after much wailing and gnashing of teeth, the CDC has finally shows the data behind its latest mask mandate. Now, we've been told for 18 months to follow the science, follow the science. Well, here's the science. The CDC based its latest mask mandate based on an outbreak in a single town in Massachusetts. Provincetown, Massachusetts. They had an outbreak over the July 4th weekend. Okay. Well, you see, there were gatherings in Provincetown, and they had 900 cases. Ooh. Of course, I don't know how many people live in Provincetown. I have no clue. Is that a big number? I mean, there are some pretty big towns in Massachusetts, pretty small towns in Massachusetts, so I don't know. They say that roughly 75% who tested positive, remember, a test they've already admitted has its own false positive issues. Remember, they pulled the PCR test because they were having problems. They had to replace it. But of those, 75% of those who tested positive were vaccinated. Wait a second. I thought they've been telling us for months that the vaccine will prevent you from getting COVID. So is that another lie? Now, it is true that even those who got vaccinated, they appeared to be have fewer symptoms. I mean, of the 900 cases, only 7 required hospitalization. So let's stop and think of, let's use science again. 7 out of 900. I can do the math real quick. That's less than 1%. Required hospitalization. And there have been 0 reported deaths nearly a month after this outbreak. So they are telling the entire nation to put face diapers back on, face diapers that have been shown, that are shown scientifically, both by analysis and by observable testing, to not substantially slow the spread of the vaccine, of the virus. But they want you to do that. Why? Because they saw an outbreak in one town and it scared them. Or more accurately, it gave them an excuse to scare you. I'm sorry, CDC. I'm not putting on a mask. I'm done. You have lied to me, you know, too many times. Too many times. I don't even trust your analysis of this. I'm not even sure there were 900 cases. Because I already know that your tests are faulty. I believe there are probably 7 people that required hospitalization. How many of them were required from COVID? I don't know. You've already proven your reporting is faulty. Remember when they admitted that back mid-2020, late 2020, 94% of the deaths reported from COVID were actually deaths with COVID, not necessarily of COVID. where COVID might have been a contributing factor to someone that was already in pretty serious condition? No, I don't trust them. I don't think you should trust them. Let's face it, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 10,000 times, I'm probably an American voter. This is, and they expect us to trust what Biden says? I can't believe this person is able to say that with a straight face. Yet they expect us to simply believe them. Believe what they're saying because, well, they're smarter than you are. They know, but you're just a buffoon. You're just a deplorable. You just live in flyover country. And anyone who disagrees with them will be ground up. They'll be trampled, stomped, and ground into powder because this is their way of exercising control. I'm sorry. Masks for COVID are not about your health. It's not about a medical condition. It is now a sign of control. You might as well put a yellow Star of David on your shirt and just wait to be carted off to the camps. Now, they're not calling for camps yet, but this is now, you know, show me your papers. Hey, show me that you've been vaccinated. Show me you're a good little serf, a good little subject. Do what you're told. That's what this is about. I don't believe them that this has any medical efficacy at all. In fact, I believe Dr. Fauci, well, they should consider suing him for malpractice based on all the bad information he has given us. And we have an example, Ted Cruz here. I mean, he just went off. He went, now listen, of the politicians in Washington, I probably would list Ted Cruz as not as bad as everybody else, all right? So, but by no means do I trust what he says, but I love the way he said this. He said, quote, apparently, according to the CDC, vaccines don't work anymore. That science thing? Inoperative. We got more important things to do, like politics. Has there ever been an institution in American public life that has been more discredited itself more rapidly than the CDC? That was from a speech on the Senate floor. Well, I do have a couple of questions for you, Mr. Cruz. More important things. I think politics is not more important. I think governance is important. But again, politics is the way things are run today. So you play with your political party toys and go have fun. But you're absolutely right. The only institution in American public life that may have discredited itself as fast as the CDC is the mainstream media, the corporate media, approved by those in power, governmental sycophant media. I mean, let's face it, who here trusts the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN or MSNBC or Fox News? Does anybody really trust any of them? I think the CDC may get the win for how quickly they have shown themselves to be fools. They certainly are in quite stellar company when it comes to buffoonery in our institutions, which brings up an interesting question for me. What happens if something really harmful does come out? I mean, it's the boy who cried wolf. Let's say that there is some real pandemic, a real deadly disease, a very communicable, very deadly disease. Would anybody believe the CDC if they said, oh, we've got this disease and this is what you have to do to mitigate it? Would you believe a word they said? A significant portion of the country wouldn't believe the CDC if they told them that fire was hot. But again, this is what happens when those we allow to be in control of these institutions are allowed to be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt. I mean, that's how James Garfield put it. He said at our centennial, President Garfield had a speech at our nation's centennial. He says, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If it be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it's because the people demand these fine qualities to represent them in a national legislature. We tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption in Congress. How do I know that? Let me just ask you a question. How can you tell when a politician is lying? Go ahead, I'll wait. That's right. Everybody out there came back with a response, something like their lips are moving, they're talking, their mouth is open. Yet these are the people we hire to represent us, to exercise our power for us in government. They're our employees. They are our servants. And we hire them. We knowingly hire people that are ignorant, reckless, and corrupt to represent us. Is it any wonder the CDC cannot be trusted? That Fauci cannot be trusted? That Biden cannot be trusted? That nothing out of the White House can be trusted? That nothing out of Congress? Do you trust what's going on with the January 6th Commission? I certainly don't trust that. When you have a single party control of an investigation, I don't trust that. Who do you trust? Well, I think the first thing you need to do is you need to learn, first, you have to be able to trust yourself. And if you're going to trust yourself, you really should be educated. I don't mean going to some, hoity-toity law school or Ivy League school and getting a diploma. No. Read the Constitution and study it for yourself. I call it the John Jay Challenge. One of our founding fathers, John Jay, said every member of the state ought diligently to read and study the Constitution, teach the rising generation to be free. I took that as a challenge. You should too. I challenge everyone hearing my voice. Get a copy of the Constitution. If you don't have one, you can get one free. There are people that hand them out. There are people that you can find them online. And I challenge you, within the next week, read the Constitution of the United States. It should only take you about 30 minutes. So a week is plenty of time. I want you, within the next 7 days, to read the Constitution, every article, every section, every clause, every amendment. And if that's step one, within 7 days, read that. But John Jay said, read, then study. So after you've read it, here's what I want you to do. I want you to read the Constitution. And I want you to do it with a notepad next to you. I want you to go down and I want you to create two lists. The first list is everything you learn that you were not taught in school. Something you learned because you've read it. I want you to make a list of all the things you found out. Then I want you to have another list of all the questions you have. Oh, sure, you're going to have questions. I mean, sure, it's the Constitution is written in plain English, but some of the sentences are constructed funny, and there are always questions. Questions aren't the problem. Questions are a good thing. So I want you to write a list of what you found, and I want you to write a list of questions. Then I want you to do one other thing. I want you to go to my website, constitutionscholars.com. Constitutionscholars.com. You can sign up absolutely free. I don't spam you. There's no charges. There's no hidden fees. Sign up for free. I would like it if you joined your state group. There's groups for all the different states, but you'll automatically be added to the everyone group. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick one of your questions, and I want you to post it as a question as a discussion in one of those groups. Do it on the United States, the federal constitution, since that's what we're talking about here. Join that and ask a question. And do me a favor, tag me in it. Let me know that you're doing it. And let's start that discussion. Let's start answering those questions. See, the difference is I'm not asking you to simply trust me. I want you to read the document and let's have a discussion about it. Now, again, we're not always going to agree. That's fine. Good debate means there are people that can disagree without being disagreeable. But do that. Take that step. So that's read, that's study. teach the rising generation. Now, maybe some of you are the rising generation. If you're a member of the rising generation, great. I'm happy. Please let me know on that website, constitutionscholars.com. Let me know if you're part of the rising generation. I love speaking to the rising generation. But if you are a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, then expose the rising generation to the truth. Teach them to read the Constitution. Show them how easy it is. Expose them to the fact that their rights are being trampled. I was doing a Q&A with a group of college students a while back, and I love doing these Q&As. Toward the end of this particular Q&A, one young man who we'd had a very vigorous discussion. It was polite, but it was heartfelt. We talked about a lot of different things. He made the comment that, well, you know, we've had all these, you talk about all these rights been violated, but society hasn't fallen apart. And I had to stop for a beat. And I said, well, you know, young man, I have the advantage of being older than you. I've had more experience. And yes, society has fallen apart. And I went through and I started listing all the things that, when I was his age, were considered untouchable. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peaceably assemble. The right to be secure in your persons, houses, papers, and effects. To not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. To equal treatment under the law. These were bedrock foundations. Nobody disagreed with them. Yet today, freedom of religion? Well, as long as you don't disagree with a certain protected group. Freedom of speech? Not on Facebook, not on Twitter, not on YouTube. And if the White House has your way, not on any social media platform. Freedom of the press, same thing. I'm having articles. I find these interesting articles and I try to share them through social media. I've had Pinterest blocking information because they don't like it. I think the last couple may have been because of the vaccine, but I'm trying to post articles to help expose people to ideas using facts and figures and data, you know, evidence. Freedom of the press? Nah. Just try being a conservative on a college campus or in a media press room today. You're taking your life in your hands. Freedom, you know, securing your persons, houses, papers, effects. No. Government says they get to, the Supreme Court has said that government can infringe on your rights as long as they can show a compelling interest in doing so. Not be deprived of life, liberty, and property. Tell that to everybody whose property they cannot do anything with because some government agent has said there's a endangered species here. It's a water table there. We're not as free. Because when we were the younger generation, we weren't taught. So that's my challenge to everybody who hears my voice today. Read, study, teach. I'm not asking you to become a scholar. I'm not asking you to become the expert. I'm not asking you to become a constitutional professor. I'm asking you to read the Constitution. I'm asking you to spend a little bit of time to begin to understand something better and then show it to the next generation. You know, Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction, and it's heading that way fast. He said, we didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like to live in the United States where men were free. I had to apologize to my daughter the other day because I saw another example of her being left a country not as free as the one I inherited from my parents. I had to apologize. Because my generation didn't fight for and protect freedom. So what we handed on to her and her generation is becoming a paler and paler representation of that freedom, that liberty, that concept of rights. Now, before I head off to my break, I want to remind you to check out HealthyCell.com. You know, vitamins are something our body needs. And sadly, most of the food we eat today, well, it doesn't have the vitamins that our predecessors did. And in fact, even the vitamins we take really haven't changed since the 1930s. But Healthy Cell has come up with a new system, a pill-free vitamin. That's right. You can get your vitamins in easy-to-use, travel-ready gel packs. They have formulas to help you sleep, to help boost your immune system, to help you focus better. I'm using the Immune Super Boost. I am on the road, and I'm doing my Knowing Your Rights tour. And, you know, I'm out and about, and I'm meeting people, and I'm talking to them about their rights and helping them to learn, to encourage them to know their rights, to read and study for themselves, and to kind of give them that encouragement that they can go out and do it. And, of course, I'm meeting a lot of people, and I'm traveling around, and I can get worn down, and I'm shaking a lot of hands. And, you know, it's easy to get sick in those situations. I spent 20 plus years as an IT systems engineer traveling to events and conferences and business engagements, and it was quite common to come home just with what I like to call the crud. Well, I'm defending myself against the crud this year. I'm using Immune Super Boost from Healthy Cell, and you can too. And because you're an America Out Loud listener, go to healthycell.com/outloud for 20% off your first order. That's right, healthycell.com/outloud. You get 20% off your first order. Try any of their products. You'll find them very easy to use and pretty tasty too.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study, and we are reading and studying the Constitution to teach the rising generation to be free. Please, please take that challenge from the first half. Within the next 7 days, read the Constitution. That's step one. But we've been talking about the fact that we no longer can trust our institutions. You know, the deputy press secretary thinks that Joe Biden's a trusted individual. I find that laughable. You know, Fauci, the CDC, nobody trusts him anymore. And to be blunt, I don't know that I trust any part of the federal government anymore. I mean, even the courts, maybe especially the courts. You know, one of the things about doing this program and working on my articles and videos and the other content I develop is how often I'm looking at what the courts are doing and reading their justification for doing exactly the opposite of what the Constitution says. It's frustrating, it's infuriating, but it's stuff I want to bring to you again so that you have a clue that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be trusting the courts. It's not that they never get anything right, but let's face it, even when they get things right, they often get it right for the wrong reasons. So I want to take a look. I haven't read the details yet, but the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has unanimously agreed that the CDC exceeded its authority when it established the eviction moratorium. They said it's unlawful. Well, gee, that's nice. That's wonderful. I'm glad they finally figured out that the CDC, in fact, the United States, has no legal authority to issue such a moratorium. No, they actually say that Congress has the authority to do that. Again, if I'm reading this brief, the brief examination correctly, in the opinion, the U.S. District Judge said that, well, the problem is that that's the executive branch. That should come out of the legislative branch. Excuse me, the Constitution doesn't grant that authority to the United States, period. But you may ask yourself, well, why is this important? Didn't the Supreme Court deal with this? Yeah, except they decided not to actually put any sort of injunction in place because, well, the moratorium was ending. In other words, we know it's wrong, we know it's illegal, but we're not going to do anything about it because it's going to end soon. Only the CDC tried to extend it. And oh, by the way, not only does the CDC decide to try to extend it, now the at least the House, if not, you know, members of the House, are trying to push the Biden administration to extend the moratorium, even though the Supreme Court has said, no, you have no legal authority to do that. Do you trust these people anymore? Do you? Well, what about the Louisiana Attorney General that's threatening legal action against colleges over vaccine mandates? Ooh, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Yeah, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry sent a letter, and he made it public. He sent a letter to, to at least one college, part of the University of Louisiana. And he says he intends to pursue legal action to prevent these schools from implementing mask mandates. Now, if you listen to me for any length of time, you know I'm fully opposed to government mandate, mask mandates, any mandate. They're illegal. They're unconstitutional. They're void. They're meaningless. But notice what the Attorney General is doing. Is he advising the governor that these mandates are illegal and therefore they don't have to follow them? That the schools that they're getting state funds could be defunded for violating the students' rights? No, he's going to go to court. I was just talking about this the other day. Why are we putting all of our faith in courts? Are we a republic where we elect people to exercise our power, or are we an oligarchy where a few people in black robes get to decide what the law is? So even when the Louisiana AG has a good idea, he expects us to trust in the courts. Do you trust in the courts? I don't trust in the courts. I don't have any trust in the courts. They've shown themselves over and over and over again to be much more interested in preserving government power than in protecting the rights of the people. Now, for those of my listeners in the Empire State, the state of New York, run like the Roman Empire, do you trust your governor? I mean, Emperor Andrew Cuomo. Do you trust Emperor Cuomo? Because not only has he said he's reinstituting mask mandates, he's now pushing private businesses. He told reporters, private businesses, I'm asking them and suggesting them to go to vaccine-only admissions. That's right, vaccine-only admissions. In other words, imagine showing up to your grocery store, the Walmart, the Target, the Lowe's, the Home Depot, any store, local mom and pop. Imagine having to show your papers to get in, to show that you've been vaccinated to get in. Now, Cuomo isn't demanding this because, you know, I don't know if it's because he realizes he legally can't or he's just already in such a tenuous situation with all the accusations again. I mean, he killed grandma. He's being investigated for a sexual assault. And maybe he realizes he can't quite push that far. But if he's telling, if he's trying to persuade private businesses to not allow unvaccinated people in there, I want to be, I don't live in New York anymore. Thank God I don't live in New York anymore. But if he says you can deny someone entry because they refuse to get a vaccine, does that mean I can deny someone entry because they're a man dressed like a woman? Does that mean I can decide not to do business with someone because I don't want to communicate their message? I don't want to make a transgender cake, or I don't want to be a photographer at a homosexual wedding. Does that mean I can do that too, Mr. Emperor Cuomo? Do you trust him? I don't trust him. He's, of all the governors, I trust him pretty much near the bottom. See, I lived in New York when they were doing when they had the Moreland Commission. They were actually investigating corruption within the state. And then as soon as they started getting next to some of Cuomo's friends, all of a sudden he shut down the commission. I don't trust him. I don't know why anyone in New York would trust him. But that's the question. What, if we don't trust these people, why do we keep voting for them? I mean, that's ultimately the question. Cuomo has won multiple elections in the state of New York to exercise the executive power of the state of New York because a majority of the people who bothered to vote in the state of New York voted for him. Did he buy the votes for offering goodies? Absolutely. Did he bribe people to vote with state contracts? Absolutely. Pretty much every politician, you can probably assume that they did. But why do we keep hiring people that we know are lying to us, that we know are ignorant, reckless, and corrupt? Could it be it's because we were not taught when we were the rising generation to be free? That freedom and liberty were not fought for and then turned over to us to do the same? Then there's this, here's another one. Again, don't simply read the headline. The headline says, Texas Attorney General, federal government cannot order COVID-19 vaccinations. Okay. Now, I agree with that headline, but you read a little deeper. He says he doesn't think so, and if he was quoted correctly, because federal law means you cannot be forced to disclose health information. Now, that may be true, right? There's a HIPAA law and questions about that. But how about the fact that you cannot be deprived of control of your body? Your body is your property. You cannot be deprived of it without due process of law. How about nobody gave the federal government the authority to mandate healthcare anything? How about the general welfare of the union does not include the health of the individual? Because remember, this is the same Ken Paxton that blew our chance to deal with the election shenanigans back in December. You want to go find out more? Go to my website, constitutionstudy.com, and check out the article I did where Ken Paxton filed a suit and completely blew it, absolutely blew it. He had a beautiful case handed to him. And he just lost it in all the other information that just ruined the case. Again, you can find out more there. So I don't trust A.G. Paxton. He screwed up an easy case before. Why should I trust he's going to get it right now? I mean, let's face it. Why should I trust anybody in government? Sure, some have shown themselves to be better than others, but basically, government seems to find any excuse it can to rule over the people it's supposed to serve. Those in government are supposed to be public servants, not public masters. But yet here we have the state of New Jersey mandating you either get a COVID vaccine or you get tested for workers in healthcare and high-risk settings. So we've got the vaccination that has already shown to, well, it doesn't stop the disease. It doesn't keep you from getting the disease. It just keeps you from getting as bad as symptoms. At least that's what the recent data shows. Or get tested. with tests we already know have a high false positive rate. This isn't rational, this isn't logical, but this does keep people scared. So no, I don't trust Governor Phil Murphy. I don't believe he has the legal authority. I don't believe the Constitution of the state of New Jersey authorizes it. I know the Constitution of the United States says you cannot deprive people of control of their body, their property, without due process of law. The Fifth Amendment, you shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property. Your body is your property. Control of your property is what they're talking about. You cannot do it. And who decides what is a high-risk setting? High-risk for whom? Under what situations? Do you really trust that Governor Murphy really wants what's best for you? Because if you do, I have a bridge to sell you. It heads across the river to Manhattan. We'll just sell you that bridge. Yeah, I might as well. If you believe that Governor Murphy has what your best interest in heart, you believe that I could sell you that bridge. You see, this is what happens when we allow, when we tolerate ignorance, reckless, and corruption. This is what happens when we don't demand that our elected officials be intelligent, brave, and pure. You may be on one side of the vaccine debate or another. The question is not what you want. The question is not what you think people should do. The question is, what does the law and the Constitution allow? And what I've seen through so many of the states over the last 18 months, many governors are simply petty potentates looking for the opportunity to exercise power. They look for any opportunity to go out and exercise their power. Take, for example, Governor Grisham of New Mexico. She doesn't like the fact that there's a school board that apparently is refusing to institute a COVID-19 mandate. The Floyd Municipal School Board voted against instituting a mask mandate and social distancing regulations and body temperature checks. Now, the board then received a letter from the Public Education Department the following day with threats to remove each member if they don't change their vote. Does that sound like coercion? Now, in this letter, it says, "Are you aware the actions above are inconsistent with the requirements put forward by the Public Education Department in line with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and or guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics to protect the health and safety of staff, students, and to ensure continued access to in-person learning that is not disrupted by the spread of COVID-19 virus?" Well, all right, let's start with number one, Public Education Department. Now, I'm not familiar with the Constitution and the laws of New Mexico. I don't know if the Public Education Department has the authority to remove a school board member. You see, a school board member was elected by the people of the school district. So if the Constitution of the state of New Mexico allows that, citizens of New Mexico, you have work to do. But let's take a look deeper. He says, "Oh, it's inconsistent with guidance from the CDC." You mean the guidance that, which guidance? The pro-mask guidance or they don't need the mask guidance? The vaccine works, the vaccine doesn't work, the vaccine may work, but you got a mask anyway. Which guidance are you talking about? The guidance that has proven itself to be faulty at best, fraudulent at worst. And you want to bully the school board into following the recommendations of a CDC that has shown itself to be at best inconsistent, if not at worst, fraudulent. Good luck. Oh, and the American Academy of Pediatrics. That's a business union. Well, basically it's a union. It's a private organization that basically acts like a union. And trust me, I've seen junk come out of the American Academy of Pediatrics that made my hair curl. So far, you know, many of the things I've seen come out of it makes me think it's full of pedophiles. So I'm really not worried if they're offended. Because you see, that child in that school doesn't belong to the public education department. It doesn't belong to the CDC, to the American Academy of Pediatrics, or to the state of New Mexico. That child belongs to the parents. And the parents get to decide. The parents that voted for the school board. So I, again, if you live in the Floyd Municipal School District, go find your sheriff. Ask him, does state law allow this? Does the state constitution allow this? If your sheriff doesn't know, get ready to find a new sheriff. And then go find out for yourself. And if I were you, I would stand at the next school board meeting, and I would stand right in front of the shock troops from the public education department. I do a Gandalf, right? Bring in a great big staff. When they go to remove those members, just stand there and go, "You shall not pass. You will not remove our representatives from our office. Period. I don't care what the law says. If the Constitution of the state of New Mexico allows this, then we need to fix that. But you're telling me that an elected representative is not accountable to the people who elected them. You're telling me that the public education department of the state of New Mexico is a law unto itself. So I don't trust them. But you know what? Maybe we should learn to trust our neighbors. Learn to stand together. Stand our ground rather than simply rolling over because some weenie with a government paycheck tells you to. And I have another question for you. Who runs your public school? Well, you see, you probably thought it was your school board, maybe your state's education department. No, quite likely, or at least according to Randy Weingarten, it's run by the American Federation of Teachers. In an interview with on CNN, she made the blanket statement, "Masks stop transition." No, they don't. No, they do not, Ms. Weingarten. Just look at the data. Just look at your eyes. Look at the states that kept mask mandates versus the states that lifted mask mandates. And tell me, where were the greater deaths? Where were the greater hospitalizations? Right? Where were the transmission? Maybe, but a virus can pass right through most masks. She says, universal masking is going to be very helpful to keep her kids safe. Yet we have evidence that long-term masking is damaging to children and to adults. It opens up to bacterial infections. It decreases their ability to learn because of CO2 rebreathing. They're not keeping them safe. And she's worried about keeping the unvaccinated safe. Well, what happened to, you know what, that's the parents' decision. And according to her own quotes, she's basing this on the same American Pediatric Association and CDC that have time and time and time and time again gotten it wrong. So no, Ms. Weingarten, I don't trust you. You're the same leader of the teachers union that kept the schools closed because your teachers didn't want to work? Because even after they got vaccinated, they didn't want to go back to work because they were afraid? You know what? Fire all the teachers. You know, I won't care about your contract. If you're not going to fulfill your part of the contract, then fire all the teachers and hire new ones. It's got to be better than what we've been doing lately. Yeah, it'll be rough for a few months. But I wonder how many of your teachers, Ms. Weingarten, would be more than happy to take a non-union job, to not have to wear a mask, to not be subject to your whims. Because I don't trust you. I don't believe the teacher should trust you. I know the parents shouldn't trust you. But you see, that's what happens when we take people and we put them in that are ignorant, reckless, and corrupt. We put them in charge and we don't hold them accountable. See, here's the thing. All these, the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, all of this illegal intrusion, the trampling of your rights, you are not a helpless victim. You don't have to be controlled by government. You are its master, not its servant. What can you do? The first thing you should do is you should talk to your sheriff. Well, actually, probably the first thing you should do is get a little educated, right? Let's go back to my challenge. Within the next 7 days, read the Constitution of the United States. In fact, read the Declaration and the Constitution. Read them both. Declaration of Independence, Constitution of the United States. Again, shouldn't take you more than 30 minutes. Read all the articles, all the amendments. Know a little bit about your rights. Then go talk to your sheriff. See, when I talked to my sheriff, the first time I did this, he was a little surprised because people generally didn't come talking in this way. But I told him, I said, my ask of you is really pretty simple. When I pick up the phone and call 911 and one of your deputies shows up, I want you to assure me that deputy knows that their first duty is to protect the rights of everyone involved. That if someone shows up on my door trying to demand entry, a government entity to demand entry without a warrant, I pick up the phone, call 911, they get arrested for trespass. That someone comes and tries to enforce a law contrary to the Constitution, that you will stop them. And if necessary, arrest them. That's what I want. What I offer in return is all the support I can give you. Again, I studied the Constitution. You want constitutional quotes? You want references? You want proof of the rightness of this? I'll help. You have a case you need, you know, want some background on? I'll do what I can. You need someone to stand with you at a press conference, to just stand with you at a committee meeting or a board meeting? I'll do it. Because we have to stand together. As Benjamin Franklin said after signing the Declaration of Independence, we must all hang together, or assuredly, we will all hang separately. You say, Paul, but these are federal mandates, and these are state mandates. What's our sheriff going to do? Your sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county. Your sheriff does not report to the state, cannot be forced to implement state law, federal law, and is there to protect your rights. You hired he or she. You hired him or her when you elected them. They report to you, not to the governor, not to the president, not to the CDC, to the citizens of the county. See, the first step is to make sure you're safe at home. Before we go charging off and tilting at windmills to deal with the state and federal issues, make sure you are safe at home. If your sheriff is not a constitutional sheriff, if they do not follow their oath to support the Constitution, find one who is. You can find out more. There's an organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. You can find them at cspoa.org, I believe. Or you can just search for them. You'll find them. Maybe encourage your sheriff to join the CSPOA. Get him access to content, to material, to information he or she can use. Maybe you can join the CSPOA and help support this organization that's putting that first line of defense, the closest to your door, your sheriff. A constitutional sheriff can protect you better than anything you do in Washington or anything you do in your state house. So read and study the Constitution. Get to know your sheriff. And then join together with your neighbors. Make a pact to support each other when the government comes, when their rights are under attack. Support each other. Support the small businesses that are trying to stay open while their rights are being trampled. This is a great opportunity for small businesses. Put a big sign in your window. We respect your rights. No mask, no vaccine, no problem. And then support them when they do that. Rather than supporting, and again, I have nothing against big box stores. But if the big box store is trampling your rights and your local mom and pop is protecting your rights, go do business with the local mom and pop. What are your rights worth? Are they worth a little inconvenience? Are they worth a little extra money? Are they worth just a little extra work? Local business, you know, they come after a barber shop, go there. A grocery store, do business with them. Support your neighbors. If one of your neighbors is having a problem, you know, if the mob is after them, if Karen squad is out after them, harassing them, attacking them, stand with them. Help support them. Help protect them. Stop being dependent on government. Learn to be a little more self-sufficient. I'm not talking about being a prepper. I'm talking about being able to protect your own rights. Being able to support your neighbors to protect yourself from an ever-encroaching government. Because if there's one thing I do not trust, is I do not trust government to not come after my rights. Now, before I leave, I want to remind you to make sure that AmericaOutloud.com is your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. You know, it's more important than ever that we do our part, that we share these stories, these articles, these podcasts, and these videos, and we don't depend on others to tell us what we need to know. Don't let others curate. Go find it for yourself. If we want to help keep America secure, we start by making sure we are well informed. So please, again, head to AmericaOutloud.com. Hey, check out all the great shows that are up there. Find the information you need so that you will be in the know and better able to defend your rights.
Hey, Bill, stay out of jail. Love the neighbors and have a few good friends.